Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. He's Bible teacher and author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. John, there's a lot of talk these days about communism and socialism. Some Christians even say the Bible actually teaches communism, or at least communism for the church. And they go to Acts 2, 44 and 45, where it says, quote, "And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common, and they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all as anyone might have need." Now, what should we gather from that passage as it relates to the church?
Well, we certainly wouldn't gather communism from that. Communism would be where everybody took everything they had, threw it in a huge pile, and it was all divided out equally to all the people. That is not what that says. It says those who believed were together, and they held all things in common, and they began selling their property and possessions and sharing with them all as anyone might have need. What it means is this: somebody had a need, somebody else sold what they had, took the money to meet the need. It was individual, it was personal, it was incidental. It was not collectivism. It was not reallocation and reassessment of wealth. It was not equal distribution of everything to everyone. In fact, in a situation like that, nobody would have a need, and nobody would have more to meet the need. So what it was telling us in the book of Acts was that there was love in the church, there was unity in the church, there was unselfishness in the church, and the people who had the resources were making sure the people in need received what they needed. That's still the way we operate in the church. We meet needs as God provides.
For more in-depth teaching from the book of Acts or to submit your question, go to MacArthurCommentaries.com and be here again Monday for more Bible Q&A with John MacArthur.